A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7. Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the God of Israel, the God who anointed you over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul, and I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your arms, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if this were too little," etc. It goes on. And you know the story where God now expounds his side of the story. God had given the story to Nathan to tell David, who had spent months, we don't know how long, in his sin. God wanted him to boil a bit in his own sin and experience the agony and the pain and the crumbling of his bones, so to say, as David later on describes in the Psalms, because of his sin. And David had sinned so grievously, fallen into lust, then deception, then murder, and then he lived without God. But now God in his mercy sends Nathan with the story that is an emotional story about the little lamb that was killed that belonged to the poor family. It was their treasure. They loved this little lamb, and the rich man took it and killed it. And David, who was now a moralist instead of a godly man, he knew ethics, but he did not know the God of ethics anymore. He said, "The man should die, this rich man." And we all agree. And David is correct. The problem is he is without the Spirit of God. For it is true that you might speak that which is factual, and yet you are totally off the track yourself. And so God speaks now to David through the mouth of Nathan, this single sentence, "You are the man." God swings around. He punches him in a place that is going to cause him to fall. And there will be a countdown, and David cannot stand up in his deception and his self-justification anymore. Because David, with sudden, awful realization, understands from Nathan that he himself had done what the rich man had done, only far worse. Not a lamb that had been killed, but it was this close, loving relationship of Uriah and Bathsheba, which David had broken into and had murdered. And God said, "I gave you so much, but you wanted more. And you are the man. You are the guilty one." Wage wak onda yi nuguti uwe osezonwen. Have you ever understand that in your case it's not David anymore who God says you are the man, but it's you? If you have fallen into sin and deception, you are the man.